Good morning. This is an interview for the Whitney Museum Oral Histories Project. My name is Sami Masani on behalf of My Vision Oxfordshire, and today's date is the 19th of January 2026. The place where we are conducting this interview is at the residence of one Mr. David D. in Kidlington, who has very kindly agreed to offer to submit an interview for us for the Oral Histories Project. So, Mr. D, can I please have your full name for the record?
David Martin D.
Lovely. And is that what you'd like to be called?
Dave.
Thank you. So, Dave, can you tell us a little bit about your family and your earliest memories of Whitney, or your first impression of Whitney?
My very first impression of Whitney was with the youth club and going over to Whitney Methodist Youth Club and playing indoor football at, was it Henry Box School in Whitney? Yeah. Many years ago. The girls played netball and then we had a quiz. And that was in the late 60s, very early 70s. It was before we were married, I think, wasn't it, Mark?
I don't recall it at all.
So it was well before we were married then. But yeah, that was my earliest. My second visit to Whitney was in a mini where we went to the Whitney Blanket Company and we picked up a coffee table and some from the Whitney Blanket Company and brought it from the area it was, which was by a church, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The big church, big,
I can't remember.
And a field of green, past the Buttercross, back to Kidlington, with a dirty great big coffee table and a couple of chairs in a mini.
So, what first brought you to Whitney? Have you ever lived there at all?
I've never actually lived there, but I've played many games of darts in many of the pubs there.
And what brought you to Whitney then?
What brought me to Whitney was the shopping and of course, the youth club. You know, being Methodist, it was a national thing. You could play locally, but if you got through in any of the competitions, you went into a national side, you know, and you played nationally. I've been to Brackley with it, and places like that, you know, with the youth club. But it's been a very fun time. With Whitney, it was more going to darts and shopping. Because it was a good little shopping area there.
And do you think Whitney or the local community has changed a lot since then?
Oh, it's changed tremendous. It's just been built up. It's like Kidlington has. That's changed tremendous. You know, it's all been built up. Before we were married, we were members of the Carterton Bowls Club, indoor bowls, you know, the old 10-pin bowling. We used to go there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. And now?
No, I don't do any of that.
Do you think there is that club still?
Oh, no, it's still running because one of the people I play crib with on a Wednesday, last Wednesday, he happened to be there bowling. Hello, mate.
So, what are your favourite places to meet people in Whitney if you were to go now?
In the pubs. Always been the pubs. You know, the Harrow and places a little bit further round and then towards the Buttercross and down on a different road. I can't remember the names of the roads these days. But as I'm not allowed to drive, I don't go anywhere.
What's your favourite pub in Whitney then, at the minute?
Well, that's been, 5 years at least, or more. 5 years or more before, since I've been to a pub in Whitney, so I haven't got a favourite anymore. It would be the nearest that I was playing darts at.
Quiz.
The Windrush Club, wasn't it? We used to play quiz there.
And has it changed very much over the years that you've seen it?
Whitney certainly has.
The pub?
Well, the Windrush Club, yeah. I don't even remember it without, because we never played darts there, only quiz. But the pubs, you met a lot of people, and we always met up at competitions in other pubs in villages dotted around Whitney as well as Kidlington. And it's the same people you used to see. So you used to, what are you doing? You know, things like that. Are you okay? Yeah. You know, and you caught up with a bit of chat.
Do you think that's unique to Whitney, or is it?
No, it's unique to Oxfordshire.
And you like it, obviously.
Well, you can get on with people. If you're playing a game like darts and like crib, now I sit down and play crib as best I can, and it's meeting people.
Can you tell me about a really memorable day that you had at Whitney, or an object from there? You know, just like a really a memory that stands out to you.
Well, I remember getting to Whitney by going through North Leigh, or Nor Leigh as locals call it. And picked up a couple of carpets, didn't we, from there. Brought them back here and then went back out to Whitney to get the coffee table and the chairs from the Whitney Blanket Company. What do I remember of Whitney? I remember of having a great lot of fun in Whitney. I was old enough to enjoy myself then. But the memories that stick out, of course, are the memories of playing indoor football, playing darts. I've never, ever played crib in Whitney. Played darts at the rowing machine. And like I said, the Harrow. And there was another pub that was on, and they had, because I was chairman of Oxfordshire BDO, the British Darts Organisation. I was chairman of the Oxfordshire branch for a while, and I used to go out and about watching some of the Oxfordshire darts players and see how they played and stuff like that. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Sounds like it. Okay. And finally, just wanted to know, what are some of your hopes for the town's future?
What, for Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of that stupid parking ban that they've got.
What do you mean?
Well, they got a stupid parking ban. You can't get anywhere near the bloody shops.
Oh, okay.
And they, the poor old shopkeepers, are up in arms about it. At one time, you could drive all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't even drive through, let alone park up. You know, is it Corn Street that goes from the A40 up round over the mini roundabout where the bridge is, then you go up into the middle of town by the Buttercross. Well, you can't go up there now.
Mm-mm.
So where do they park? They have to park round by Tesco's, where they've built a way round, haven't they, from, like a ring road. Yeah, away Tesco's as well. Sainsbury's. You know, this was back in the day when I used to drive for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't drive anymore, so I don't do it. But I would wish to God that somebody would certainly do. It's like the shopkeepers in Oxford. Shopkeepers anywhere need help to be out, because people just haven't got the money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And yet all they want to do is take more and more and more money, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you would get rid of the parking ban if you could?
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
how about like more of the overarching townscape? Would you have any other hopes for it, or?
Yeah, I must admit, the bypass has been a godsend, mm-hmm. because when I used to go down to South Wales to visit my grandparents and that,
mm-hmm.
it was. You had to drive through Witney, which is why I knew where the slope was going eight, past the Windrush pub on the left, on the right, you know, dirty great big pub, and then on through past Smith's, which was the Smith's of Witney, which used to do a lot of car items and stuff like that. And of course, West Witney Bowls Club was down that way, and then it was just on then to it was the old A40 to Wales.
So that was easier for you,
once that bypass was built. Yes, it was. It stopped you having to stop at the lights, you know, and go up. I can't remember half the names of these places now on roads, but I used to know how to get there. And the Three Pigeons, where I worked,
mm-hmm.
there was a lad that lived in he lived in North Lee. And we had a meal at the Three Pigeons. And that was a lovely meal.
I believe it's still there.
Yes, it is, on the green.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful pub. It was a lovely meal. And that was in the early 70s.
Thank you so very much for the interview. We really appreciate it.
Is that all?
Well, we'd like to keep going, but that is all of our questions. So we'll sign off now.